What up, everybody? It's your man Danelle, aka Small Guy Promotions, aka the Omaha Fatty, coming with another podcast episode of What's Up Omaha. It's 2022. Another year has passed. You know, a lot of people are making their New Year's resolutions. I'm gonna do this differently in the new year and gonna find this success and whatnot. Shout out to you if you are a person that, you know, actually can make a goal, set a goal for yourself, and actually go through and do the things that are required to reach those goals. I personally do not believe in setting New Year's resolutions because I feel like you should be doing the things that you enjoy and pursuing the dreams that you have every day. And I feel like New Year's is a crutch sometimes because people are like, oh, that'll be my New Year's resolution. That'll be my New Year's resolution. Well, why wait until January 1st to do whatever it is that you want to do? You're not guaranteed to make it to New Year's. So just whenever you feel like doing something, man, just go and do it. You know, I understand conceptually the idea of starting the new year with a goal. And again, it's different for everybody. So if that's what drives you and motivates you and pushes you, go ahead and do that. But me personally, I'm always on the mission that I'm on, and it doesn't change from year to year. So that's what it is for that. You know, my everyday goals are to be with my family, my wife and my kids, the most important things to me. You know, Mitzi, Jamila, Aria, you guys are everything. you guys are all that I need to get through and to make it. You're my purpose and you're all I need. So, you know, even on days like today when we have arguments in the house, you know, especially you, Aria, I want you to know that it's all love. You are still, you know, we're still in this together. That's what families do. They argue from time to time over dumb stuff. But yeah, man, just my goal is always to just hang with the family and let them know that I love them and appreciate them. And they're my why. When they talk about finding your why and whatnot, my family is my wife and my kids. They're the whole motivation behind everything, and the reasons that push me to continue to find different ways to be happy, because I want to extend that to them. I want them to feel the same way. They don't necessarily have to do the same things that I do, but I want them to be able to find the things that make them happy and push them and drive them to be better every day. Cause that's what it is, man. You don't just all of a sudden wake up one day and, you know, put a goal out there and things just instantly change. It takes work every day. So sometimes just finding that thing that makes you happy in a day, or that helps you be happy, is a struggle. So, man, that is my goal, just to pass that. If I pass anything on to them, it's just me wanting them to find happiness and find the things that bring them joy and help them spread love to other people, because that's what it's about, man. And it's my responsibility, I feel, as a dad, to prepare them in that way and to make them tough enough to where outside influences don't alter their vision and what they want. So it's okay to be selfish sometimes. People may not always understand it, but if you're doing things that are bringing you happiness, bringing you joy, bringing you fulfillment, you know, that's what you do, man. So that is my my want for them, and that is what I strive to do. And that's it, man. I just want to be a good husband. Actually, you know what? I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better father, all the time. And everything comes from that, you know. I want to be better at Omaha Fatty and Small Guy Promotions just because I enjoy doing those things. And, you know, the goal is always, it's not a new goal. Like, hey, this year it's going to, I'm going to do things. No, I'm always trying to put the pieces in place to make these things bigger and to be able to leave my full-time job. You know, jujitsu. I want to be better at jujitsu. That's every day. Every day I want to be better than I was the day before. So that's why, I mean, those things like are reasons I don't have like a goal, like a New Year's resolution. Like, no, I'm already doing the stuff that I want to do, that I enjoy doing. I'm already working on the goals to accomplish the things that I'm looking for out of life. So that's what it is for me, man. 2022 will not be too much different from 2021 in that perspective. You know, but who knows what it will bring. There'll be different avenues traveled this year, I'm sure, but it's all the same, just a different day. So I hope you guys have a wonderful 2022. It's hard for me to say that 2022. But yeah, man, just keep grinding and keep doing those things that you want to do to get whatever it is that you want out of life. Don't wait until the new year to start making changes in your life, man. You know, you can do it any day. That's just what I want people to know. Like, you can make changes any day of the year. I mean, if you happen to just have started now, you know, work with what you got, but just know that in a week, if you decide that you want to do something else, in a month, in 3 months, whatever, you can do it at that time. It's all up to you and your mindset and your mentality. That's all I got today, man. You can hear I'm still a little nasally. I'm getting over some kind of little cold or flu or something. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, man, I'm feeling better. I think I thought I'd be all the way back today, but I'm not. So probably by tomorrow, I'll be hopefully 100%. But that's what I want to leave you guys with, man. Whatever you do in 2022, just enjoy it. Smile, laugh, and help someone else laugh. Smile, help someone else smile. Laugh, and help someone else laugh. I said that wrong. All day, every day. That's what it is, man. Happy 2022. Happy New Year. You guys have a wonderful day. Yeah.